Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. And, well, to talk about the epic game, and oh, by the way, the Giants hired a general manager. The coaching search is going on. To talk about it all, we bring in Matt Lombardo, covers the NFL, also covers the Giants for FanSided. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Lori, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. What a great weekend of games we just went through, huh?
Unbelievable. I thought last weekend was not good, was not great for the league and dull, but four, you know, tightly contested, came down to the wire games, but the crescendo, the masterpiece was this game on Sunday night and these two quarterbacks. And let's just start there with Mahomes. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, it truly is one of those games where whoever had the ball last, you felt like was going to win. Where does this game rank for you? I know it's a hot take, immediate reaction, but where does this game rank for you in terms of, like, all-time great playoff games?
Yeah, Lori, this weekend to me stands above any of the divisional playoff games that I can remember in the last decade or so. All four games coming down to the final play of the game. And Chiefs-Bills on Sunday night with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen going toe-to-toe, this was a heavyweight battle. This was, you know, Tyson versus Holyfield. This was arguably the best game that I've ever seen when you consider the quarterbacks, when you consider the stakes, when you consider the fact that Josh Allen goes for 330 yards and four touchdowns, leaves Patrick Mahomes 13 seconds on the game clock, and the Chiefs wind up going down, scoring the touchdown, and then ultimately, or kicking the field goal rather, and then ultimately, you know, the game-winning touchdown to Travis Kelce in overtime. Just a fantastic game, and for my money, Lori, it's the best game that I've ever seen when you consider the talent at the quarterback position, the level they played at, and all of the weapons. And I think that this game really underscores just how hard it is to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, because Josh Allen and the Bills, they did everything right. And that was the number one ranked defense in the league. And it still wasn't enough, because you have an explosive playmaker after the catch like Tyreek Hill. You have Travis Kelce. And, of course, you have Patrick Mahomes. They just have so many weapons. They come at you in waves. And the game isn't over until the clock strikes zero with them. And in tonight's case, even beyond that.
You mentioned, I agree with you, is to me that is the story, you know, as much as all the games were exciting, this one Sunday night to me was transcendent, and the story, a lot of great players, you know, Gabriel Davis for the Bills, and of course, you know, Tyreek Hill and Kelce and everybody making plays for the Chiefs, but the story here to me, these two young quarterbacks were transcendent, and are we seeing, as they are hitting that young prime with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, is this potentially a, you know, Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning prime kind of matchup where we're going to be seeing these two guys for the next decade deciding, you know, who's going to go to the championship game?
Yes. And, Lori, I write a weekly national column for FanSided every Wednesday, and that was kind of the premise of this week's story, was this is Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in their prime. Mm-hmm. This is the face of the NFL for the next decade. But there's another quarterback looming not so far out in the distance.
Yeah, in their division.
Did something, you know, nearly as impressive on Saturday as
Joe Burrow.
Josh Allen did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look at this and what we've seen this weekend with Tom Brady losing this afternoon, falling behind early, not able to overcome the hole that they buried themselves in, similar to 28-3. What we saw last night with Jimmy Garoppolo, and more importantly, the Niners' defense and special teams, maybe closing the book on Aaron Rodgers' career. We're seeing the torch being passed from the Bradys and the Rodgerses to the Patrick Mahomes', Josh Allen's, and Joe Burrow's. Those three quarterbacks, to me, they are going to be the future of the NFL. They are going to be the quarterbacks that have their team in the mix for multiple Super Bowls. And, you know, we saw tonight a great game, a historic game. You called it transcendent. I think that the Burrow versus Mahomes matchup is going to be able to live up to that billing as well.
I hope so, because there was a feel as if, I think for a lot of us, as if we were seeing the Super Bowl played out on Sunday night right now in this division round. With these two teams, Bills and Chiefs, looking like they were the class of the league in terms of, you know, just well-rounded, you know, overall teams. But let's dial into this game a little bit. And brilliant as they all were, 13 seconds left. When you're the Bills and you have the number one ranked defense in the league and there's only 13 seconds left and you're up by three, you should feel like pretty confident you're going to win this game. I hate to nitpick here. There are a lot of Twitter Monday morning quarterbacks out there. Would you have done anything differently? Would you have squib kicked? Any mistakes from a coaching standpoint here, or is this just about, you know, as I said, transcendent quarterback play?
Yeah, I think the only thing you could have done differently, Lori, as you said, at the squib kick, you know, not give Tyreek Hill the opportunity to, you know, return and put them in such great field position to start that drive. Outside of that, I don't know what you could have done differently, because you can't send an overload blitz and leave your defensive backs on an island against all that speed, and you can't play prevent because Hill, and as we saw tonight, Mecole Hardman, and of course Travis Kelce, are some of the best players after the catch in the NFL. It just goes back to what we said at the top of the conversation, Lori, that the Chiefs are just too explosive. They have too many weapons, and Patrick Mahomes is too good. I think that we just saw how dangerous they are with so little time on the clock and just how hard they are to beat. I don't know that if you're Leslie Frazier or that if you're Sean McDermott, you could have done anything differently other than somehow have Gabriel Davis score that fourth down touchdown with 1 second left rather than 13.
Talking to Matt Lombardo from FanSided about the NFL and the playoffs. And, you know, a lot of fans, I think, who are, I don't know, a little bit old school, let's say, and big fans of the running game. And I certainly am a fan of balanced football. I understand that, you know, running and having balance is important. But I think for a lot of us, we are focused on the NFL is a passing league. And that's where, you know, the rules have evolved to favor that, all of this. Did we see something different here tonight where in the past it might be, oh, don't give a quarterback, you know, 30 seconds, you know, don't give an Aaron Rodgers, a Tom Brady, a somebody 30 seconds on the clock to come down and score a field goal or whatever it is. 13 seconds somehow feels different to me. It feels like we are watching this evolution of quarterback play and passing offenses that 13 seconds is not enough. It is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I think, Laurie, it goes beyond that. I think it also goes to the value of dynamic wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And look, yeah. Gabriel Davis had his coming out party tonight, but he's been a real weapon for the Bills all year long. Stephon Diggs is one of the more game-breaking wide receivers who plays outside of Kansas City. I mentioned Joe Burrow. One of the biggest keys to his success and him rapidly becoming one of, in my opinion, one of the top three quarterbacks in the league, is he has Ja'Marr Chase, who might already be. Victor Cruz told me on my podcast, the Matt Lombardo show last week, that Ja'Marr Chase might already be the best receiver in the NFL, and they also have T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd.
And we haven't even talked about Justin Jefferson. You know, I mean, there's just like guys out there. There's all these incredible, you're right, dynamic playmakers that if you're a defensive back, as good as you may be, the rules, you know, you are a little bit running backwards in heels as a DB against these guys.
Oh, for sure. And you talk about Devontae Adams, all of these guys who not only can beat you over the top, but they can beat you after the catch and take a 15-yard out route 45 yards down the field. The rules are slated towards offense. They certainly help the quarterback. But I think that if you compare a young quarterback with dynamic wide receivers, especially guys that can make plays after the catch, to me, that's the foundation for how you build a championship team in today's NFL.
I hate to even go there, but it is happening on Twitter. To me, a total non-issue, but I'll let you weigh in on it, is people complaining about the NFL overtime rule as a result of, you know, coin toss sort of ends up deciding it on some level. But the team has to go out there and score. And Patrick Mahomes had this happen against him first time, you know, his first year that he was playing. Brady got the ball. He never touched it. But you know, is that an issue for you, the NFL overtime rule?
I mean, the rules are the rules, right? And I think that you play within the boundaries of those rules, especially in the postseason. And I think there has to be some sort of happy medium between what turns into a corner kick or a free kick contest in college and the NFL, where you decide a game on a coin toss. To me, the exception here is, if you score a touchdown, I think you should still have to kick off to the other team, and the other team should have the chance to match, because then it puts pressure on your defense as much as it did the defense that lost the coin toss. Because, look, this is the postseason. Defenses are tired late in the game. And I think that, you know, you can play one more quarter of football. You can play two quarters of football if needed. But I think that to have the game decided on a coin toss, I think it's a disservice to the losing team. I think that it makes a decision. If you try to kick a field goal, okay, now you have to keep them from scoring a touchdown if you have to give them the ball back. So I can understand the gripe, but if you're in Buffalo, I don't think that you can complain tonight just because that's what the rules say that you need to do. And the Chiefs went out there and answered the bell.
Yeah. Talking to Matt Lombardo from FanSided, and Matt, you cover the Giants, and so the Giants went ahead, speaking of Buffalo, and hired a general manager, assistant GM from Buffalo, Joe Shane. First of all, give me your impression of the Giants' process for choosing a general manager and the choice they made.
Yeah, well, I think that this has been a seminal offseason for both John Mara and Steve Tisch, because there's been a lot of reporting that Steve Tisch is who kind of pushed John Mara over the edge to move on from both Dave Gettleman and Joe Judge and start fresh. And you're just talking to people around the league, executives, scouts. Had a long conversation with Jim Nagy, who used to be in multiple front offices and now is the executive director of the Senior Bowl. And they all say the same thing. The Giants really seem to be taking on a culture change. They really seem to be taking on a change of direction. They really seem to be moving in the right direction by hiring astute football people to run the football operations side of things. And you talk to, you know, people around the league about Joe Shane, and everybody talks about the work ethic. Nobody's going to outwork him. Nobody's going to study more film than him. And when you think about the college draft process, a lot of the reasons that the Bills have been able to have success over the last couple of years is Joe Shane's ability to go onto a campus and network with the coaches, network with the personnel staff, and really, you know, separate fact from fiction when he's evaluating these players. But Brandon Bean said something really interesting when he had a press conference with the Giants and Bills media on Friday afternoon, Lori. Basically, when it comes to free agency, because Joe Shane now has experience in both running free agency and running the draft, that if you want the top-tier tight end, you want the top-tier wide receiver, that's nice, but you can't have him at any price. You have to have limits. You have to have value on players, and that's something the Giants lacked under Dave Gettleman. They were willing to spend whatever it took to get a certain player, and I think that having a general manager in place who has the ability to separate talent from value and kind of mesh that into how much you're willing to pay and what you're willing to invest, I think it's a big move and a big move in the right direction for the Giants.
So switching to the head coaching search, we know that the Giants already interviewed both of the Buffalo Bills coordinators who worked with Joe Shane. But the other names that we're hearing that they are, you know, in terms of interviews and that are up there, are all defensive names. The only offensive names so far that we're aware of is Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills. First of all, are you expecting more names to come out? We're aware of six under consideration at the moment. Are you expecting some more candidates and maybe some more offensive coordinators to be interviewed for the coaching position?
Yeah, Lori, I don't know that there are going to be more because the only candidates that the Giants couldn't interview to this point and only had this weekend to interview were the teams still involved. And now the Bills are out. They interview Lou Anarumo today, the former defensive backs coach of the Giants, current defensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not sure that there are going to be any other candidates because if they wanted to interview other candidates, they could have requested them as of Friday because mm-hmm. they would have not been involved in any postseason games or anything like that. You know, maybe you get the stray interview with a Byron Leftwich, the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers, now that their season is over, or maybe Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. But outside of those two names, I think that these six are the primary six, and I'm not sure if these are the finalists. I'm not sure that the Giants can make a wrong decision here. I think these are pretty high-quality names, and if Joe Shane is calling the shots, then I think that you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have synergy with your head coach from Jump Street, which is something I think the Giants have lacked for the last several regimes.
And do you think, you know, would somebody like a Brian Daboll be the front runner, you know, in the leader in the clubhouse, let's say, in the way that I think Joe Shane, we were hearing kind of some early rumblings that he might be the leader in the clubhouse for the general manager spot, that Daboll, all things being equal, being an offensive-minded, an offensive coordinator, you know, the Giants' offense, such a mess, does that matter at all, do you think?
Well, Lori, I reported on Wednesday, as far as the coaching carousel goes, even before the Giants had hired Joe Shane, that Brian Daboll's definitely in the mix for the Giants, but Daboll has options. And everybody that I talked to around the league and everybody I've talked to around the Miami Dolphins, if the Dolphins offer Brian Daboll that job, I'm told that that would be his preferred landing place because he coached Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama. He advocated to Nick Saban pretty aggressively to play Tua Tagovailoa over Jalen Hurts during their time together there. And I'm told that Brian Daboll would really welcome the opportunity to coach Tua and develop him. Now, obviously, with Shane now the general manager of the New York Giants, that might change the conversation. Maybe some familiarity there with who would be his boss might you know, tip the scales a little bit extra in his favor. But if Brian Daboll has the chance to either coach Tua or coach Daniel Jones, I'm not sure that Daboll is going to hitch his wagon to Jones and the Giants. But that's what's going to be fascinating about this week because, you know, you can make an argument for Dan Quinn after what he did in Dallas. You can talk about Brian Flores and the success that he had in Miami, especially on the defensive side of the ball. There are just some really fascinating scenarios that can play out here for the Giants over the next week.
All right, last question. And if it is somebody like a Brian Flores, have you heard any names, rumors of potential offensive coordinators he might bring in?
You know, I haven't heard anything specifically about, you know, potential offensive coordinators, but I think it would be pretty fascinating if you look at the potential of Brian Daboll being hired and maybe he brings in somebody like a Pat Shurmur, or if Anarumo was hired and he brings in somebody who's been here before. I think that could be kind of interesting but unlikely. But everything that I've been able to gather is kind of in a link to the head coaching position rather than any potential coordinators.
All right, we'll stay tuned and follow you you know, the Giants coaching search over the days to come. But thanks so much for spending the time. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate you, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.